The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIP members.
VIP stands for Very Important People, and their small monthly contributions ensure that this podcast remains free for all of you.
If you would like to become a bronze, silver, or gold VIP member, go to members.majorspoilers.com for more information.
I sure do thank you for your support. Now, here's your show.
Welcome to Dueling Reviews, a show where two guys sit down with one comic and they go into it in detail.
Sometimes they say one, but not all.
Me am Stephen, and over there, not Matthew.
Me am not happy to be here.
Me am hate this book, Bizarro number one from DC Comics.
Me am think this book not fun.
Me am think this art is terrible.
Me am also think no funniness in story.
After me read this book, all I can say is boo-ray. Me no want more.
Me say no listen to major spoilers and no buy from our Amazon link. Thank you. No join us next week for Dueling Reviews.
Boo-ray.
That was easy. Let's not go to bed and not have a good shot of liquor.
Me am Little Spoon. Oh my god, Bizarro number one from DC Comics, part of the new DCU. I'll just say this, freaking fantastic book. You need to go out and read this. This is the best thing I've read in years, and the only thing I can think, Matthew, is that this may fill the void that is missing since Calvin and Hobbes went out of print.
Ooh, that's high praise, man. I would say it's definitely in ballparks of things like, I don't know, maybe, you know, you miss the ambush bugs of the universe. You miss the comics of my youth. And by my youth, I mean the late 80s, where characters would do sometimes stupid things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it would make sense within the context of the story being told, and it would be funny.
Right. And that's what's going on here. I mean, Bizarro is causing all sorts of trouble in Metropolis. Clark is trying to figure out a way of getting rid of him, and he makes and drops a subtle suggestion to Jimmy Olsen that, man, wouldn't it make a great coffee table book called Bizarro's America? And Jimmy thinks, oh, yes, this will make me instantly rich and famous. Let me take Bizarro on a road trip, and it doesn't go so well.
No, and there's no way it should have. I mean, it's Bizarro.
It's like the Odd Couple meets, I don't know. It's the Odd Couple meets Invader Zim.
It's really, really bizarre. And the thing that's really fascinating about it when you're starting to read this is I haven't been reading the Superman books. So I'm like, is this spinning out of something? Should I know what's going on?
Nope.
You don't need to.
Nope. This is all new, all different DC Comics.
Yep. And I really do appreciate the fact that if I have any complaint about the New 52, and I have fewer than some, it's that there was a tonal, what's the word I'm looking for? Similarity.
Yeah.
Maybe kind of almost an agglomeration to where it seems like everything had that same sort of blood flooding the chest cavity.
Must
climb higher. And to get something like this, to get a book that has this much fun in it, to get a book that has a little bit of romance and a little bit of goofy and a new King Tut, apparently.
Yes.
A canonical.
Come on down to the Pharaoh. Well, you will get a Pharaoh good deal. Oh, my God. This book is so full of great one-liners. We should say that, who is it? It's Heath Corson is the writer, and the art is by Gustave Durante and Bill Sienkiewicz. And man, just, I mean, I went into this knowing that it was going to be crazy, right? And I was expecting it to be really dumb crazy, you know, and when
Bizarro
I say dumb crazy,
dumb.
Yes, but see, there's something about Bizarro that is also really good. So, like, for example, the Bizarro origin story that happened in Superman the Animated Series is perfect, because here comes this clone of Superman who thinks he's Superman, acts like Superman, but then as the DNA starts to fall apart, he starts to turn into this corrupted mad self, and he only sees himself still as Superman and wants to be like Superman, and eventually he gets his own planet and gets to protect that, and he gets his own little Woola monster to take care of him. We don't need to know any of that in this story. It's just Bizarro is the opposite of Superman. He's got a little chupacabra, and he and Jimmy are going across the country, and things just don't work out at all. And
if you wonder where he got a chupacabra, don't worry. The origin of Bizarro's chupacabra. And by the way, is it not fun to say Bizarro's chupacabra?
Yes. And we do get to see
Bizarro's chupacabra.
We do get to see a little goat sucking going on, but I still think that it's okay for kids to see this.
Yeah,
This is definitely a fun book, even for kids, I think.
Any and all of the violence that's in here is really violence on a level of, you know, Bugs Bunny hit somebody over the head with an anvil.
Yeah. That's right. You know, this is what Warner Brothers and DC have been needing for a long time. They've been needing it's rabbit season. No, it's duck season. He doesn't have to shoot you now. Shoot me now. Shoot me now. That's what this is. That's exactly what this is. This
there
is Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. And unfortunately, it's Daffy Duck meets 1932 Daffy Duck.
Oh, not the 32 Daffy Ducks.
Yeah. When he was back when it was still Mary. Yes, exactly. And that's Bizarro. And poor Jimmy is just regular Daffy.
Chloe?
Duck.
Chloe? Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chloe. Happy birthday to you.
That's what this is. And this, I mean, this is what DC has needed. If a lot of people have been like, oh, DC has been so dark and gritty and depressing for the last 15 years.
There has been a bit of a grimness.
Even Ambush Bug, when that series went on, a couple of years ago.
That was a bitter, bitter, angry sort of dark humor.
Yeah.
That last Ambush Bug. And the thing that got it was they were making jokes about editorial control and editorial meddling, and they couldn't finish the series because of that very thing.
Yeah.
So it got even more cynical in that final couple of issues.
This issue, though, is such a refresher. It's such a return to what makes comics fun. And after coming out of Convergence, I'm glad this is the... Is this the first DC book? Yes, this is the
first. There's three this week.
This is the first DC book that I've read this week post Convergence. So to come off that bad taste in my mouth and to get to looks like the circus is back in town. Circus, we am go? No, booray!
Yay!
I mean, yes, awesome. I mean, this is wow. I hope all of the rest of the DC books are as awesome as this, because. Wow. And unfortunately, I think this is only a limited series. I don't think
this is ongoing.
Six issues, right? Oh, man. Yeah. And Batmite is also a six issue.
But that's the thing is, if you take this and you do a solid sixer.
Yes.
Then you can come in and you can replace it with something else. And you can come back for another arc of this later.
Yes.
Or you can do something else. I mean, there's a lot of DC characters who could kind of use a shot in the arm with some humor and some verve.
I'll just say this. If the rest of this series is as bad as this first issue, then I cannot wait to collect the entire series.
Me am think this issue bad. Super bad. Baddest man in whole damn town.
I get to be the little spoon. the art is also fantastic. I mean, there is a cuteness and a freshness and a liveliness in this art that it's not your, I mean, it is cartoony art.
Yes.
And I think one of the other things that kind of topped this off for me is there is a variant cover by Kyle Baker that goes with this. And if I'm not mistaken, hasn't Kyle done a lot of Mad Magazine type stuff?
Yeah, Kyle also did a Plastic Man series for DC.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle's done a lot of stuff. And then, of course, he did Cowboy Wally.
Yeah. And so
we need to review Cowboy Wally.
So this is, I mean, this from top to bottom. Gosh, Matthew, is there anything you can say bad about this book?
Really, the only thing that I would say that is even close to bad about the book is the fact that it ends.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
20, me and love that this book pages? Ends so soon.
Is it 20 pages or 22?
I am looking at this as, what am I seeing here? I've got this at 22 pages of story.
Right, for $2.99.
Yeah, and then there's a couple of double-page spread ads. I'm reading the Comixology one.
Right.
So I also did not have to worry about any, I don't think this book, even in print, has the half-page ad issue that some people were complaining about this week, or at least I don't think it does.
The Twix thing?
Yeah. So if it does, then they did a good job of taking the half-page split and forming it back together into one digital page. But I don't think there was anything necessarily in this book that worked that way. So I'm thinking it was just straight on story. Although the Secret Origin of Chupacabra could have been a nice split page there. But
And, you know, here's the thing. Back in the cold, old days of the Bronze Age, when things were falling apart,
that's what I'm
Marvel
saying.
Marvel was down to 16 pages.
Mm-hmm.
16 pages, and some of them were half pages with a big, commercial or a big thing for
AH. No, there was half page ads in Marvel in the 1970s, and DC did it in the same time as well. And so I remember half page ads. I mean, even in the, whatever. I'm fine with it. I mean, if this is how you're going to make your money, and granted, I would prefer, this is my personal preference, I would prefer they keep the cost down and throw in a couple of half-page ads every once in a while to offset the cost, because the way current comics are now is you buy a comic book that has house ads in it, which means nobody's paying for those ads,
right?
And you, the consumer, are paying for the entirety of that publication being printed. It would be so much better if you had an advertiser, someone like TweakedAudio.com. And TweakedAudio.com gives you great headphones at a great price. Right. When you use the when you go to TweakedAudio.com, use the checkout code MAJOR, you get 33% off your price.
Right.
That helps offset the cost. Those kinds of ads help offset the cost of production so that it's not the consumer that has to pay for the product 100%.
And that's the thing. I mean, if you're going to have an ad that's it subsumed like that, there are ways to do it that are completely non-noticeable.
Right.
And, you know, I'm wearing my Tweaked Audio headphones right now, so I have really, really great quality in headset.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I don't necessarily see that having ads in the comics is necessarily a big problem. Having them differentiating from what's going on in the story, that's maybe a comprehension and reading thing that you can do your best, but...
Sure.
Not everybody's going to be able to follow.
I think everybody was upset that the fact with the DC Twix ads is that it was like disrupting the flow of the comic.
Right.
But it was the center page, and there was not like you had to turn the page to get the other half of the page.
Right. It wasn't one of those things where it's like continued 13
but
pages.
But a lot of people are upset about it, right? I mean, Rob Liefeld was upset. He's like, I don't ever remember comics this way. And I'm like, I do.
Yeah.
And
Greg
Capullo was all upset because Batman 41 had to accommodate that half page ad.
Rob's not as old as we are.
Well, after I tweeted back to him that I was like, yeah, I do. Here's some examples. I was like, oh, you're right. He's like 10 years younger than we are and about 100 times more wealthy.
Yeah, but
we need a lot more people to buy some Tweaked Audio headphones and walk around with lots of pockets and no ankles. So that we can be like Rob Liefeld.
Lots of pockets and no ankles is actually going to be my new cover. Our first album is called Captain America's Torso.
So $2.99, is that what this was?
I believe so, yes.
So $2.99, 22 pages, great little vignettes. It all tells a bigger, complete story.
Yes.
It's, it's really, really good, ladies and gentlemen. I say if you haven't bought this, then you go out and buy it right now.
If you haven't bought this, what's wrong with you?
Exactly.
Well, and you can't do that either, because there are many things wrong with people, and not all of them have anything to do with it.
Well, and one of the biggest problems with people is that they haven't gone out and bought Bizarro number one yet.
Right. It's good. You go and you say, is this any good? Yeah, it's good. And I think it will appeal to many different mindsets, and I think that even if you're one of those people who's like, well, I don't know how I feel about it. You know, if you're a Deadpool guy and you're like, I don't know, you'll like this. I think you will like this. The worst thing you can do is walk away from something like this sight unseen. If they're willing to take a shot and give us something different, I think that we as readers should at least look at it. And that's kind of the way I was about the stuff that wasn't superhero coming out of the New 52.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the war books and the strange books and the amethyst books. I'm like, I want to at least give them a chance. I want to give them.
Yeah, those were fun. Those are fun books. And again, Amethyst ended in six issues or something like that.
Yeah, but we want to give them the expectation and the understanding that we'll be willing to support something new and different if you got it.
Yes.
You know, you want to give us give them the expectation that something other than another Batman book is a good plan.
Yes, and something more than another Superman book is also good. Oh, wait, this is a Superman book. So here's what I want to see. Here's what I want to see what happens already just out of the gate with this first issue. I want to see this go six issues for 6 months. Great. Actually, I wouldn't mind if they released two a month and went 3 months, and then we take 6 months off, and then we come back with another limited series by the same creators.
That'd be interesting.
And then you just keep doing that. And then you can, and from a DC side is, you create a series of books that are all limited series, but like the Batman, like the Earth One hardcovers that come out once a year,
right?
You do this thing where it's like, okay, we're having these limited series, but they're going to be staggered 6 months apart. And in between, just like an off season on ABC where you put in Agent Carter, we're going to give you another series in between that. And then in 6 months, we'll come back with another Bizarro series.
Right.
And then 6 months after that, we'll have another series. And maybe the two will offset each other and just bounce back and forth.
Or maybe it'll be something else.
Or maybe something else. But just from what I've read in this first issue, I know I want to continue to read more. It is really that good.
Yeah, this is good stuff. This is fun. And it's well drawn. And all in all, if you go and you pick this book up, I do not think you will be disappointed.
No, I don't think so either. And if you are, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe it's not for you.
Maybe it's not. But
it doesn't have to.
You know,
be for
you. Like I said, all the complaining that we did about Convergence,
we did complain about.
And we did complain a lot.
I mean you.
Well, you come on now. I'm giving Bizarro number one high praise. This is something DC feels like. Hey, if you guys wanted to start off a month fresh and right in your new location, and you wanted to make a lot of people happy, then congratulations, DC, you did it.
Yes, agreed. And you know, I'll give them props. This is something that I just did not expect to be as good as it is. So if you can surprise us, more the better, as far as I'm concerned. You know, this good book, by book, is good. The end.
Yes, I agree.
Or wait, Bizarro speak. Not by book is good not, and the not end.
Awesome. Booray!
Die!
Coming out next week from Dark Horse Comics. We've got BPRD 1947, or 1946 to 1948. That's a hardcover. We also have Harrow County number 2, Itty Bitty Comics Grimness Island, or Grimace Island number 4.
Grimace Island.
And also Itty Bitty Comics The Mask trade paperback comes out. And then we have Rebels number 3. That is not a Star Wars book, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the one that I want to, we've talked about Midnight Society before, either on the podcast or on the Major Spoilers website. Looks like there's a new series coming out of Midnight Society next week from Dark Horse Comics, Midnight Society, The Black Lake, number 1. I am looking forward to
that. Is that the one where the kids gather around and tell spooky stories or not?
Yes. Light as a feather, stiff as a board, Bloody Mary, all that stuff. Yep.
Yeah.
DC Comics. Let's take a look at the number ones that are coming out next week.
Okay.
There are only a few. We've got Earth 2 Society number 1, Red Hood Arsenal number 1, Section 8 number 1.
Looking forward to that.
Starfire number 1. Oh, yeah, that's all the, is it the Garth Ennis characters?
Yeah, the characters from Garth Ennis's Hitman.
Yeah. And then Starfire number 1 comes out next week.
Also looking forward to that, although.
So am I.
That's I thought Amanda Connor was doing all the art.
Oh, she's not just the cover?
I think she's just doing covers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, still.
Even so.
Amanda Connor cover art is better than no
Amanda
cover
Connor
art.
Cover art.
As far as the DC ongoings, we have Batman 41, which a lot of people are looking forward to. Catwoman 41. Detective Comics 41. Ooh, Gotham Academy number 7 comes out next week, too.
Oh,
right. But that's not neither a 1 nor a 41, but it's still worth picking up. IDW Publishing, Angry Birds, number 12. Drones, number 3. G.I. Joe American Elite Disavowed Trade Paperback, volume 6.
Yes, that's actually interesting stuff.
Is it?
Yeah, that you remember when G.I. Joe went from Marvel to Devil's Due to IDW?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Disavowed stuff is all of the Devil's Due stories that are no longer canonical.
I see. Okay. Cool. And there's a whole 6 volumes of that.
Yeah, they exist. You know, you can go buy them, but they're no longer part of official Joe continuity. I think it's great that they give them to us at all.
Uncle Scrooge, number 3, and Zombies versus Robots, number 6. Image Comics has Black Science, number 15, The Chrononauts, number 4. That's the final issue of
Science.
I am sure that Zach will read that final issue because he's been sucked into that black hole.
I know. We've made him a comic dude.
I'll be interested to see if he drops $6 on that issue because it is the final issue.
Yowza.
Yeah. Injection number 2. Little Depressed Boy Supposed to Be There 2, number 5. Let's see. Saga number 29. Starve number 1. Walking Dead 142. Marvel Comics has 1602 Witch Hunter Angela number 1. Swa. I guess it should be Swa.
Secret Wars.
Avengers.
Wars.
Let's see. Age of Ultron versus Marvel Zombies, number 1. Oh, that's a poster. Sorry. What is not a poster here? Ghost Racers, number 1. Giant Size Little Marvel AVX, number 1. Oh, that's also a poster. Well, let's see. What is not a poster coming out next week from Marvel? Marvel Zombies, number 1, Swa. And then if you are looking forward to the Ant-Man movie, there's the Marvel's Ant-Man Prelude trade paperback. That's $14.99.
I used to drive an Ant-Man Prelude. It's got really great mileage, but kind of a rough suspension.
Secret Wars 2099, number 2. Secret Wars Journal, number 2. Silk, number 5. Spider-Verse, number 2. Swa. Did you already read Renew Your Vows?
Swa. No, not yet. I need to.
All right. Weird World, number 1. X-Men 92, number 1. Oh, that's also a poster. God dang it.
X-Men. What's
with all of this sudden flooding of posters? It's like the 90s all over again. It's like we're seeing Secret Wars all over again.
But we are seeing Secret
Wars. Afterlife with Archie, number 8, gets a second printing. It comes out next week. Definitely worth picking up.
Is that a Veronica? No, that's Betty R.I.P. I was thinking that was a...
Yeah. Blubber, number 1.
Hey.
That will also be followed by Are You There, Margaret? Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, number 1.
I'm waiting for Super Fudge myself.
Oh, Super Fudge. I remember.
Super Fudge versus Bunnicula, number 1.
Yeah, there you go. I wonder if they'd ever take those books and translate them. I bet Super Fudge would not translate well into a comic book.
Bunnicula would. I mean, Bunnicula is practically a comic already.
Yeah.
In fact, if you go read Tomb of Dracula Bessie the Hell Cow, it's kind of the same
thing. Okay. A couple of Doctor Who books coming out next week. Doctor Who, the 10th Doctor, number 11. Doctor Who, the 12th Doctor. Oh, that's the Terraformer book that we read a couple of weeks ago on the Major Spoilers podcast.
Yep.
That's the collected trade there. 4 points, number 3. Gold Digger 222.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger.
Jughead and Archie Comics Double Digest, number 13. Lantern City, number 2. Oh, I forgot to read number 1. I have to go back and read
Lantern
that.
Lantern City.
Let's see if there's anything else that pops up. Rachel Rising, number 34. Reanimator, number 3. That's from Dynamite Entertainment. Secret Voice, number 2. Sixth Gun Days of the Dead trade paperback. Go pick that up. That's got an RPG Kickstarter that knocked the socks off its goal in 24 hours. I think it was like 17 hours they completed their goal. It was a pretty big deal.
It was pretty heavy.
Super Billy Goat's Gruff graphic novel. Titan, number 1. That's a mature reader's book. And then we also have Unity, number 19, and Exo Manowar 25th Anniversary Special, number 1. That's a one-shot.
That's a long title for a one-shot.
I know. Well, he's getting married, right? Pretty soon.
I suppose.
Yeah, there you go. So there you go. Those are some of the books coming out next week. Let's take a crack at Starfire number 1 if someone has not already claimed that.
Starfire number 1, I have claimed that.
Well, now it is part of the Dueling Reviews podcast because that's what I do. as editor-in-chief.
If it makes you feel any better, I had also claimed Bizarro last week. So it's cool.
Yeah,
it's
see?
Yeah, see?
You know what else I get to do as editor-in-chief? I get to tell you about some of the other fine podcasts on the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. Fine
tell
shows like the Major Spoilers Podcast. If you like an even greater look at pop culture and comic books, then you will want to check out the Major Spoilers Podcast. If you like movies, you want to check out the Zach on Film Podcast. During the summer, we're doing the summer movie special where we're trying to see as many of the big blockbusters as we can, and then spoiling them and talking about them in depth. This week, we're talking about Slow West, which is, it's out in theaters, but you can get it right now on iTunes. And it stars Michael Fassbender, or Fassbender, Bender, whatever his name is.
Magneto?
Yep, stars Magneto. And Zach and I will talk about it this Friday. Also on Fridays, we have a live call-in show called Finally Friday. This week, I believe we have Bill Duran joining us. We're going to be talking about cosplay and model making. So you'll be able to watch that live and call in with any of your questions about anything that's on your mind, but it should be a lot of fun. And then we also have a show called Munchkin Land, a show where we play Munchkin and other tabletop games. So there you go. All of that in the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. You can either find the individual free feeds over at the Major Spoilers website or on iTunes. You can also subscribe to the Major Spoilers Network Master Feed, where you get all of the shows we produce, about 10 of them per week, all in one location. And I got an email from somebody today. It was an email or Twitter saying that they signed up with Critical Hit. That's where they started listening. That's our role-playing game podcast. And they got caught up on that, and they're like, well, what else does Major Spoilers have to offer? I know they've been talking about this Master Feed and whatnot for a while. I will give it a chance. And now we've bumped like four or five of this person's other shows that they listen to because they subscribe to the network feed. There's that much stuff that we're doing, and I think we're doing a good job. We're having fun.
Most of the time.
What do you mean most of the time? Well, when don't we have fun?
Sometimes you're mean to me.
When am I ever mean to you?
I'll just
you
be like,
dunce.
Derpy to see. I'll be like, derpy, 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 der. And Steven will go, yeah, it's great to be at Major Spoilers, except for that jackass Matthew.
Oh, I never say that. Not at least on anything that's recorded onto electrons and then broadcast onto podcast world.
It's there for the implying.
No. Everything about Major Spoilers is fun and great. Matthew and I enjoy doing the show week after week.
I'm having cake right now.
What? Bizarro and cake and a podcast with me?
You know what else
Matthew,
I have?
You are living the life of Riley.
Today I got in the mail my original Generation 1 1984 release Autobot Hound action figure.
Ooh.
It's not mint. It's not in a box, but boy, I enjoy it.
Hey, are you a fan of the loot crates? Do you subscribe to that?
The widget does. I steal the good toys when I can.
But what size is the shirt in? Your size or her size?
Her size.
Oh, so you missed out on the cool Power Rangers t-shirt that came last month.
Oh, I didn't miss out on it. I've already tried to see if it's too small for her. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Sarah take that shirt and sew it to the front of a shirt that fits. You know, and then I'll have like an inset shirt.
Well, I know Loot Crate is really good, but listeners, did you know that we have our own affiliate with one of those box subscription services? It's the Power Up Box.
Nice.
It's a monthly subscription service. There's two levels, but one of them is like 4 to 6 items. The other one is like 6 to 9 items or 9 to 12 items, something like that. I did an unboxing over at our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video. Go check it out and subscribe. If you do decide to sign up for a Power Up Box, a little bit does come back our way for everyone who clicks that link over at majorspoilers.com. So we would appreciate your support there. And I think that's it, Matthew. We've done some plugging. We've talked about some cool comic, a cool comic this week. And Miam Hate You.
Miam Hate You too, Monkey Boy.
All right. And until
next
time.
Do not join us next week.
Yes, when you will hear Matthew say.
Me no dueling, reviewing.
Take care.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.